Trump says Putin agreed to start negotiations to end Ukraine war. Following phone calls with his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts on February 12, President Donald Trump announced Russia has agreed to start negotiations immediately to end the war in Ukraine. I just had a lengthy and highly productive phone call with President Vladimir Putin of Russia, Trump announced in a February 12 post on his Truth social media account. The call marks Trump's first known conversation with Putin since taking office. Trump said he and Putin discussed ways to end the war in Ukraine and improve relations between Russia and the United States. First, as we both agreed, we want to stop the millions of deaths taking place in the war with Russia/Ukraine. Trump wrote. Speaking with reporters at the White House later on Wednesday, Trump said he may soon meet with Putin in person in Saudi Arabia, though he didn't provide an exact timeline for such a meeting. So far, the Russian side has provided few additional details about the call between Trump and Putin. In remarks carried by Russia's state-sponsored TASS news agency, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the two leaders spoke for about an hour and a half. Immediately after speaking with the Russian leader, Trump called Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The conversation went very well, Trump said in a second Truth Social post recounting his call with Zelensky. He, like President Putin, wants to make peace. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent also met with Zelensky in person on February 12. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio will lead another U.S. delegation to meet with Zelensky in Germany on Friday, February 14. Putin and Trump's phone conversation comes a day after the Trump administration secured the release of Mark Fogel, who had been held in Russia since 2021 over a marijuana possession charge. Trump thanked his Russian counterpart for agreeing to Fogel's release. Announcing Fogel's release on February 11, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said, "Serves as a show of good faith from the Russians and a sign we are moving in the right direction to end the brutal and terrible war in Ukraine." The call between Trump and Putin also came on the same day Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with Ukraine's network of international backers in Belgium. At the meeting, Hegseth reiterated the Trump administration's calls to negotiate an end to the war. Hegseth also pushed back on Ukraine's ambitions to retake all of the territory it has lost to Russia throughout the war and its wish to join NATO. Speaking with reporters on Wednesday afternoon, Trump stood by Hegseth's assessment of Ukraine's wartime prospects and reinforced his opposition to Ukraine joining NATO. While Trump has called for negotiations to end the war, he has left open the possibility of continuing U.S. support for Ukraine. This week, he announced he had taken steps on an agreement in which Ukraine would trade access to its rare earth minerals in exchange for U.S. aid. No one wants peace more than Ukraine. Together with the U.S., we are charting our next steps to stop Russian aggression and ensure a lasting, reliable peace, Zelensky said in a post on social media platform X after his conversations with Trump and Bessent. The Ukrainian leader also announced that a document is in the works that will cover security, economic cooperation, and resource partnership.